Good morning. It is December 29th, 2013. I'm your host, Joey Shimataro. I'm here with for the 2 weeks in a row, the same esteemed panel of guests. Toby Pett, why don't you say hi?
Good morning, Gloucester.
And Nicole Schraft.
Good morning.
Formerly Nicole Wadsworth.
That's right.
Yes.
Nicole Wadsworth Schraft now.
Oh, do you use the Wadsworth?
I do. Middle name, not hyphenated.
Oh, okay. Like when you sign a check, do you put the Wadsworth in?
No.
So when you tell someone who you are, you say Wadsworth?
No, it was Nicole Susan. This is not a good way to start. It was Nicole Susan Wadsworth, and now it's Nicole Wadsworth Schraft. I just made it the middle name.
Interesting.
But like my books and things have Wadsworth on it.
Because we haven't discussed that before, have we? Your Red Sox books.
Yes.
She's published.
Photos.
Unbelievable.
I know. I've seen it here.
Yep.
My mother used to do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. She took on as essentially her middle name, her maiden name. So it's not that unusual. It may be for Joe, but...
No, I didn't say it was unusual. I'm wondering what the idea behind it is.
I just liked it. I liked Wadsworth. I wanted our firstborn to have it as a middle name, but it just didn't fly. So his middle name is Cole, because my dad always called me Cole instead of Nicole. So he's Thatcher Cole Schraft.
Cool.
But I just liked Wadsworth. I think if it was a different last name, I might not have kept it. But I will say, addressing holiday cards this year, Christmas cards, it was tough when you have a family where the wife goes by her last name and the rest of the family doesn't. I never know what to write. I have a good friend, and I didn't want to leave her out. I didn't want to write the such and such family when that's not her last name. So it can cause problems.
It's interesting.
So mine isn't like that.
I don't know why my mother did it.
She just did it. Yeah, back then it wasn't really as common.
Definitely wasn't.
Yeah.
We have to do a shout out to our girl Bex for making these Virgin Bloody Marys for us this morning. Can you want to give your what do you think about it?
Oh, tip top. I mean, if our listeners don't know, there was a Good Morning Gloucester had a Bloody Mary contest, and the winning Bloody Mary mix, or winning Bloody Mary period, was Bex from
Art Haven.
Art Haven.
Or The Hive.
One of our favorite spots in town.
Yes.
And after our podcast last week.
You contacted her.
I contacted her because, I mean, why get second best?
Why? I
mean.
How about you, Nicole? What do you think?
It's excellent. Spicy and thick. Really good.
It's perfect for
I haven't
morning.
Had hers before. I didn't partake in the contest. I read about it, but this is really good.
So we got lucky.
Winner.
We got very lucky, and thanks to Bex for providing us our beverages this morning. I think we got enough for maybe one and a half each, so we'll have to pace ourselves. We have I'm going to tease a major, ginormous announcement towards the end. Nicole already knows. Toby, do you have any guesses what the major announcement could possibly be? I'm going to wait till the end of the podcast to announce it.
I don't have a clue.
Joey is not pregnant.
Not pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to
not
to
preggers.
Know that. Glad to know that. You'll let me know in your time, Joe.
Yes, at the end of the podcast. Huge news. It's something I'm very, very, very excited about.
Well, I know that you. I did log on early this morning, mm-hmm. or 8 o'clock. I guess that's not early, but and I did see that you had posted that there was some major announcement coming.
It's going to bring a dimension to the blog that we've never had before. And a passion that I am very excited about. So we're going to see. No, Toby's pointing at Nicole. No, it has nothing to do with Nicole. But yeah.
As exciting as that would be.
Well, but when you talk about passion. And
oh, there you go.
Thank you.
So in a couple of days, just a couple of days, is the Rocky Neck Polar Plunge. Did you see on the blog Coastal Dog Apparel
what
they did? Isn't that sweet of them?
Did they get their emails? Did people contact
them?
Do you know? I read that. That's
She emailed me yesterday, said that the suits are on their way to, and I don't know if she's sending them directly to me to pass out or if they go into the individual people. But these swimsuits are they're like a two-layer swimsuit, so like no sand gets up inside your nuts or anything like that, like stuck underneath your ball
bag.
It's
like what we used to call compression shorts inside a set of baggies.
Right. Yeah. No chafing. anti-chafing. That's how she builds it, as anti-chafing. So I am. So I don't know. So I do not know who got them and who didn't get them. But that'll be interesting to see. We got to make sure whoever did sign up, hopefully they do participate in the Polar Plunge, and we do take plenty of pictures of them so we can get them a nice plug. Yeah, this year's Polar Plunge at Rocky Neck, they moved it to 2:00 in the afternoon, something to do with the tide. And I may have gone through this last week, but I'm going to go through it again because it's going to be extremely cold this year, which I'm excited about this because the last 4 years it's been mild, on the milder side, like between 40 and 50. And I think this is going to be a real...
It's for sissies.
It's for sissies. Like, I've never done one in the freezing, sub-freezing temperatures. So I think it's going to be more of a challenge. So, but anyway, here's some tips. And I may have given these last week, but I'm giving them again because it's worth noting. Number one tip is to do not disrobe until you absolutely have to.
Keep your core warm.
Keep your core warm.
I live by those words anyway.
There you go. Do not disrobe until you have to. Nice, Nicole. So, and to bring two towels, one for under your feet and one to dry off with. Bring a fresh, wear a bathing suit. Don't wear like regular trunks or clothes that are like cotton clothes that are going to get really cold and conduct cold to your body. It's brutal. So as soon as you get out of the... So run in, dunk your head, get out as fast as possible. That counts. But get back onto your towel and dry off and get have a change of clothes ready for you to change. And it's... I'm telling you, it's not as hard as everybody thinks. Have you ever done it?
No.
Have you had any desire to do it?
No. I would do it for the charity. I think it's a great, you know, to do it, to raise money for someone is a great idea. But no, I never...
Like
I
Pete
really
Freitas yesterday. They had one on Good Harbor yesterday for Pete Freitas with ALS.
Yep, I read that.
I think they had...
They said like 200 people on the blog.
It was a good...
That's great.
It was a good turnout, yeah. How about you? Ever do it?
I've never done it, no. And I don't know that I really want to. I could express my generosity in other ways if it was for a good cause.
Yeah.
I'm not a sissy or anything. It's just I don't want to do it.
I'm not an extreme sports kind of guy at all, but there's something about the camaraderie of all the people on the beach at the same time and like the beginning of the year, like doing something that you wouldn't normally do, and you do it and everybody comes out and everybody's high-fiving each other and you're like, okay, this is the year I can do anything. I just did something outside of my norm. Continue to do things outside of my norm and just keep on having fun.
Yeah.
So how bad has it been? You've done it in the past. When you think about the going into the ice cold water.
Probably the worst.
Is it better than you thought it would be? Is it worse than you thought it would be? Do it again.
Easier. And I'm a wussy at Good Harbor in the summertime. Like, I'm not interested in going into the water in the summertime. Like, I would much rather be in a heated pool. But I think it's the adrenaline. The adrenaline of knowing you're going to do it and once you do it and come out and you survived, you know, it's just fun. So
I think it's wonderful that you folks are doing it.
Well, the Rocky Neck people, this is their thing that we're kind of invited guests to. I don't want
to
say that
this isn't my charity too.
Yeah, Open Door. Bring your canned or dry goods. They'll be collecting, or you can give a donation. Right at the front of Oaks Cove Beach, they'll take your your donation and stuff.
So, I mean, great cause. You know, when you say you're doing it for the charity, whatever it is.
Is that Horton Street? That if you went straight on Horton, or is that Rocky Neck Ave? That like you, if you go straight, you know, you take the left where Bertha's was, and you went straight, that would be
I
where.
I think it's Horton. I think Horton is
the higher, the one up on the top of the hill. Yeah. All right. Well, it's right where people aren't going to know where Bertha's candy shop was.
Was.
Ooh. Yeah. That was the spot.
Yeah.
After you pass Sailor Stands, you go to the end of that road, and where there's like a stop, you would take a left, and if you continued driving, you would drive onto Oaks Cove Beach. That's where it is. For the listeners. So that's
other people can bring down donations and watch. Right?
Oh, watching is a blast. There's a lot of people like, maybe they're drinking adult beverages down there. Maybe.
Stranger things have happened.
Definitely a good take. I think this year is going to be cold. The forecast is for cold.
Yeah, New Year's Eve is supposed to be low 20s.
Brr. Ooh, bring it. I'm ready. Okay. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It should be the warmest part of the day, though, I would think. Right?
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? By waiting till 2 o'clock, although the tide may have delayed you, you're probably going to be in probably...
I wonder how many people, because the last 4 years it's been warm, I wonder how many people like it takes out of the equation because they're wussies. You think there'd be a less turn, a much smaller,
a lower turnout because it's going to be cold?
Yeah, because they've been forecasting the cold all week.
I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be, you know, you will know.
All
right. Well, I don't know. So, does water temperature change dramatically on a 40-degree day to a 25-degree day in a 24-hour period?
No.
The outside air is going to be colder,
outside
but
air.
The water is going to be
outside air
the same.
And the waiting
much.
Around because they don't, yeah. they don't just fucking bing bang, let's go. They like everybody kind of mills around for like a half hour beforehand. You don't want to miss it, though. So you want to be there for George. You know George?
Sibley.
George Sibley does the annual poem, and then he gives it the like the first down kind of thing with his arm.
Well, the Sibley family have been part of life on Rocky Neck for a long, long time. His mother had a bookstore. Father had a wharf where they hauled and repaired boats.
Does he still live there?
George?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, he and his wife, Ellen.
Okay, and and Larry Dahmer has a studio there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's something else there too, I think.
But there's a whole bunch of things going on. But they own the property across the street too.
What, across the street?
Yeah.
On the other side of Sailor's Dance?
Yeah, across the street. There's a big, like, multi-family.
Oh, the big white one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's
they've been, like I said, they've been part, and they had some property up on Mount Pleasant Avenue too.
And they also had the Morse Sibley Wharf over here where A&M Trading was, right?
And I think they also owned the building where the Old Timers was.
Interesting. Look at that.
So, I mean, you know, they're part of the fabric.
Of Gloucester.
Of Gloucester, yeah.
Absolutely. Nicole, you had a topic in our restaurant talk feature.
Well, it's funny. You both just kind of mentioned it. We were talking about places that are no longer around that we wish still were around. And several different places came up. So it's funny, you just alluded to what's still in Rocky Neck and what was in Rocky Neck and how no one would know about Bertha's. So some of the places, Union Hill came up right away.
Union Hill.
The coffee, the breakfast joint.
Our friend
Ron Gilson was the founder.
That was his place.
We were there every weekend when I was little with my grandparents who lived on up by the Rotary.
Everyone told him he was going to fail because there was no parking, blah, 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 and the place was by far
fabulous. It was one of the first upscale breakfast places around, right?
Fabulous.
Yeah,
we loved it there. And
the fried
love
dough
it to
there.
Still be there, you know?
The
fried dough.
Fried dough there was good.
Absolutely.
What else?
Well, I think that same place turned into...
Au Beaujolais.
Was it Café Au Beaujolais?
No.
Or just Au
Café
Beaujolais
was when they moved
to
down...
where the Franklin was.
Where the Franklin is now, but that was Au Beaujolais.
Yeah, loved that.
Very special place.
And then where the Franklin was, and I could be wrong in locations, but we talked about La Linterna for what I thought
great
was the
pizza.
Best pizza around.
Great pizza.
Sandwich.
Fabulous sandwiches. I mean...
They made the Joe's... I think it was the Lanterna Special, or the Joe's Lanterna Special... And it was like a very thin panini style on pressed with prosciutto and buffalo mozzarella and basil and maybe drizzled with olive oil. And,
back before...
And sun-dried tomatoes.
Back before people were... You had these sandwich specialty shops that do paninis and that sort of thing. They were doing it.
The closest one to it is La Trattoria does one like that. Like that sandwich I was talking about, the prosciutto press one, but they don't. I think the difference is the sun dried tomatoes took it over the top. Remember Cafe della Sport? Was that in the same location?
I don't remember. That
I don't
one.
Think so.
Was it a couple doors down? Do you remember Cafe della Sport? It was like an Italian kind of. I think it was right. It was with before Cafe before La Lanterna. I think it was Cafe della Sport, and they always had the soccer games on, and it was an Italian, kind of a pastry slash pizzeria place.
I don't remember
how short.
I don't know how I missed that. If that's the case,
yeah, Cafe della Sport.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting how these places that can have a following or that people can miss, 15 years later, you know, don't make it and. How quickly things can change, and then those places that will be there forever.
I'm going to give you another
one.
I'll give you a couple. Salas Sub Shop, East Gloucester Square.
Square, yeah.
And then after that, Pronto's. Because that was like a go-to for us here at the dock. Like we could shoot over there and always get a reasonably priced working man's meal.
If you like thin crust pizza, there were several that are gone. Partly due to the fact that the building's gone, but there was a place called Vic's, and then it became Rajo's.
I don't remember either of those.
Sort of across from where the Thai food place is now, the building's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But fabulous thin crust pizza. But time marches on.
Captain Carlos, not Captain Carlos, where Latitudes is now, Captain's Courageous. Spent a lot of time there as a little one at the piano, with the piano player entertaining me
that was the Rodolosi family.
Dinner and a few drinks.
And then the Calusas were the last owners.
Right, but Larry Rodolosi, Kay Spittle, worked for the Gloucester House. Then she married Larry Rodolosi. They opened up Captain Courageous, and that place was certainly an institution.
Oh, absolutely. Fiesta. Every Fiesta. That was a place. That was
Antoine,
the
brother, tended bar there. He's still around at the topside, tending bar.
The cheese board in the corner. Blaze are good. Yeah, the cheese wheel in the corner where you walked in.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to be like 6, 7, 8, 9 maybe.
I love those places.
Those are my memories, so they're not like...
Do you remember those places that all had that cottage cheese dip?
Oh, yeah. Cameron's.
Oh, my God. Yeah, how about the tavern?
Funny. Old school. But you're right. But it was great to be in the lounge there at Captain Courageous. Good pizza. A lot of fun for everyone in the family.
I know some stories about when the Calust family took it over, that the late night over there was good times. They don't own it anymore, and they're not around, so we could talk about it. But yeah, that was good times over there.
That's why Billy Joel, the piano man, every time I think until the day I'm no longer here, that's whenever I hear that song, I picture being in Captain's Courageous with the piano player.
Speaking of piano players, and next summer...
The studio
is going to be... I'm guessing that the studio is going
to
be the spot. If you can get parking within a country mile of that place.
It's gorgeous in there. I went to one of the soft openings.
My God.
Packed and gorgeous.
God, the most... Like, the Rudder was the most beautiful room in the city, I think, before. And I think now, like, hands down... Did you go to one of the soft openings?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was great. I mean, they prepared some food at the Rudder, gave it away, which wasn't a bad thing.
that space, though.
Nice.
They
redid it. The way it was previously was sort of camp and, from a long time. And there was some great artwork on the walls that has gone away. But they did a great job renovating, and it's going to be... a good take. I think part of the answer there is going to be if they allow a sort of transient boat dockage, you might, instead of trying to find parking,
I think people are going to
just
I think I work their way down there regardless, because you got the Rudder and the studio firing on all cylinders. People are going to find their way down there. That's a big boon for and that, now if Madfish can just find competent management, I mean, that place would be jamming too.
We're always looking for a place to go by Rockport by boat, where you can bring the boat, leave it for a few hours, which you would think would be easy in the Inner Harbor, but it's really not. There's only a few places that you can do that, so if they allow that, that would be great. But also, a couple times this summer, we had friends come in and we took the water taxi. We went with either Stevie Douglas off of Harbor Loop and had him drop us off and pick us up and hit a few different joints.
Do you want to know what the best take, if I was going to stay in one place in this city in the summertime, the accommodations at Rocky Neck.
You've made that perfectly clear.
Well, do I say it over and over and over again? Because it's true. Because that space in the summertime, have you been in any of those units?
Yeah. Mona and Mike.
Mona and Mike Fairdy.
Yeah.
They did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Like, The penthouse suite is like spacious and open,
tasteful,
and views tasteful, and to be able to walk to the beach, to walk to those restaurants and go to those galleries, I don't think that there's a better spot to stay in the summertime. And we have beautiful, we have other beautiful places like the on the back shore, the Bass Rocks, Ocean End, and the Atlantis and stuff like that. But this has the whole package.
But we know, I mean, not that you have a bias, but we know how much you love Rocky Neck. You love breakfast at Sailor Stands.
Oh, I love the flower boxes. I love how everybody, you know, takes beautiful care of their houses down there. And it's like, you know, it's like the way it was a long time ago. It's
step back in time for sure.
It's awesome. It's a great vibe down there.
I have tried. I've never stayed at Rocky Neck, but we've tried on two different weekends to do that, just to have a little staycation, get away from the kids for a little while, and both times they were booked. So this speaks to the fact they must be doing well, because yeah, I think one was Columbus Day weekend and one was another weekend that we tried to get in there.
Oh, man.
But they look really great online.
Oh, you saw the pictures on
the
blog?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Speaking of places to stay, that sort of thing, one of the other challenges that you put to me last week, aside from the Bloody Mary mix, the Virgin Marys that we're enjoying from Beck's, was I had mentioned that nobody goes to a ski town in the winter to have a lousy time.
Right.
And so, of course, that would normally leave out people who don't ski. But I am suggesting, again, that if you go with a group or some people, or you feel like getting away, it's a great spot, and you call it lodging, and then they're skiing. Call it what you want. It's great. But I'm in the process of making arrangements for you, Joe.
Oh,
wow.
Very nice.
Two different locations. One location, I will reveal exactly the details once they're in place. But there's a couple that used to live in Rockport that moved up to ski country, and they now have their own B&B lodge. Also there's another one where a lot of Cape Ann people, a lot of Gloucester people go to on a regular basis, and so it'll be good for the blog to kind of review and tie them, both of these places, back in through GMG and say, what is going to a ski lodge have to do with GMG? And the answer is, these are Cape Ann people or Cape Ann connections, and you'll be reviewing it, and maybe you'll bump into a couple of them.
Yeah,
I'm so liking. That's in process.
Thank you. Thank you. Toby. Fantastic. Wow. He's the man.
It's a tough job.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do it.
I got to do the penance. I
got to whack this up. All right, here's the pour. We're finishing. We're finishing off the
Virgin mix.
The Virgin mix right here. Bex's Virgin mix.
No, that's how Joey gets two pours, and you got one, and I got one.
I want you to look at where mine is filled to it. Look.
I have a very little cup. Mine looks really full, but it is a
Dixie
cup.
I have lots of ice.
I did bring a Dixie cup today. I haven't seen these in a long time, since they were in the bathroom sink when I was little.
Sons of bitches. Well, I didn't know if we were going to get another podcast in before the end of the year, but this is it, so... Nicole brought up. Did you want to say something else?
I have another subject. But if Nicole's got one, we can segue.
Oh, you called Nicole. I got the warm fuzzies there. Oh. I'm not calling you daddy though. New Year's Eve is on Tuesday. So plans, if anybody's willing to share, but also resolutions. And it's, you know, people talk about it everywhere right now. Whether you make a resolution, do you not make a resolution, or do you always make them and then break them? And whether you care either way, making a resolution.
Do you make resolutions every year?
I don't.
No? How about you, Nick?
Kind of. I think it's, like you said, with a polar plunge, great way to start the year, trying to be new. The obvious resolution is to stop getting "I miss you" emails from the Manchester Athletic Club. That would be nice, because I get one of those every week, I feel like, which is great that they do that. But on the other hand, I dread looking at my emails.
I dread my LinkedIn. LinkedIn invitations. My all time internet pet peeves.
But that's not you dropping the ball. The "I miss you" email from the Mac is the
because you haven't gone there. I didn't know that they sent those out.
Oh well, good for you for not knowing that. But yes, I get them. Wow. I get them regularly. So my resolution is to not get those. To meaning that I got there enough that they didn't have to send me a "I miss you" email. But then also, I think just to spend more time on myself. That sounds super selfish, but I teach and I have two little kids, and to get back to doing something that I was passionate about before all of that. And,
like what?
I don't know. Maybe another book, maybe some more photography, maybe being a bigger part of the community and not, I love being a wife and a mother, and I love my job, but just finding something else that I can do. For me, yeah, that's strictly for me that maybe leaves an impact somewhere, a positive impact. So,
that's something I want to work at. I think a lot of women get lost in their children, and that's not a bad thing.
Well, certainly, men too. I don't mean to,
But, you know. But that's interesting. This year I haven't come up with one yet. But I don't know. I'll probably come up with one. I think it's 50-50 year to year. And I'm trying to think of ones that I've had in the past. I think a lot of them have to do with fitness.
Yeah.
You know, making resolutions and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't have any particular ones this year, but I like yours. Maybe I'll steal yours.
Let me know if you come up with any ideas.
Did you hear from anybody who said, hey, you were on the podcast with GMG?
No. I'd like to say yes. No. But it was fun for me. And I talked about the experience of having done it several times during the week. I've been on vacation for a week and have another week off, and we've been able to see with the holidays a lot of friends, and the skiing versus lodging has come up a lot. We have a ski or lodging vacation coming up in February, and so I alluded to the fact that I did a little drop in last week, and that it was a lot of fun, and that I was excited to tag along with you guys this week. So,
well, and yourself, do you get contacted by anybody special who particularly enjoyed?
It seems like there are people that are definite podcast listeners, that every week I hear from them what they liked and what they didn't like. Well, sometimes what they didn't like about the podcast.
You don't get too many attaboys?
Some. I don't think the podcast is the podcast for me is, I think producing the podcast and doing
fun.
Them is really fun for me. It's almost like, I would say it's like a vanity project. Because it's not as well, received, but not as many hits on the podcast as we do on like some really interesting video. It may be that people just don't have the time to sit and listen.
It's a 45-minute commitment.
Yeah, but I think for a commute, if I was a commuter, I listen to it all the time. Like right afterwards, I'll go back and I'll listen to it and stuff. But if I was a commuter, I would definitely listen to it, especially if I loved Gloucester. I think we always unearth some little Gloucester tidbits for the Gloucester lover out there.
Well, I had a contact this week regarding the podcast, and I'll share that with the two of you. I was contacted because I have a degree of expertise in the ski equipment area, having worked in the ski industry for a number of years, with very specific focus on boot fitting. Okay, it's very difficult, as you know, as a skier to make those boots comfortable. Our senator, state senator, Bruce Tarr, happens to be a very avid skier. Most people don't realize
that. I didn't know that.
And he loves the Mount Washington Valley. You know, everyone gets in, you know, they get used to going to Vermont, they get used to going to Sunday River, whatever. Well, in his case, he's, for years, when he goes, he goes there. And so he said, look, if I'm going to get a new pair of boots, where should I go? And I said, well, first of all, if you ski at a certain area specifically, you should probably get your boots there, because if you have a problem, you can just run right around the corner to where you bought them. In any case, so I suggested Stan and Dan's. Well, Bruce got back to me and let me know that Dan Lewis from Stan and Dan's took particularly good care with him, and it was a fabulous experience, and he was having a good time skiing, and he said that he loves
a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah, he said he loves listening to our podcast.
Bruce Tardis?
Yeah,
he said, make sure
you tell Joey. And I suggested to him that he would be a fun guest to have on the podcast, and he said, well, not this weekend.
Yeah,
because I'm skiing.
He's skiing. He can talk. I mean, the guy, like, as an MC or, you know, when he does the auctions and stuff like that, he's so natural. He is so comfortable behind the mic. As far as a podcast guest, he would probably be up there, but probably be the top radio guest that you could, besides you two, of course.
Really?
Well, he texts.
And I'm out of here, Toby.
He's so natural, though. I mean,
I communicate with him. I have his mobile number, and he does text. So, you know, sometimes people can't answer the phone, but they'll look and respond to their texts. And I'm just letting you know that when he gets done skiing, Joe,
he's gonna listen. Well, on his way back, I mean, that's what I would do. Any of these smartphones, you can listen to them on your smartphone. Most cars now have Bluetooth. You can listen to it through your Bluetooth. Nicole had a topic. Ultimate, it was your topic, so why don't you announce?
Yeah, ultimate weekend. Well, I was thinking, just because I had never met Toby until last weekend, and either during the podcast or after the podcast, I discovered we have a lot of maybe not friends in common, but we knew a lot of the same people. I know a lot of the people you know, Joey, and we haven't, you know, we don't spend a ton of time together. So, well, you two might spend a lot of time together, kind of different walks of life a little bit. And we were just talking about different places in Cape Ann, or what would be your ultimate day in Cape Ann to spend. And I'm definitely a summer person. We do a lot more in the beach and boat and whatnot in the summer. We kind of hole up a little bit in the winter, but still, what would be your best day to spend here?
If you're from out of town or if you're local?
Either way. You know, okay. I mean, I guess we have probably connections that out-of-town people wouldn't have, but, you know, if you could wake up and say, today is my day, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm just, for me, I think it's something I've touched on in the past. I don't know if it would be the ultimate day, but every day is your ultimate day. I mean, you know, you wake up, enjoy the day, seize the moment, you know, whatever. I always keep a folding chair in my vehicle. And there's so many, and usually have a book. There are so many places, which, not Good Harbor Beach, even though Good Harbor Beach is great, not Wingershee Beach. There are just so many places you can get parking, yeah. Pull out your chair, be by the water, and really, I mean.
Are some of those places for you?
Well, I tell you one spot I really like, and I've never had a problem getting parking. If you go down by the tennis courts and where the bocce courts are now, on the boulevard, there's some trees actually there, so you can get some shade. But that end of the boulevard, there's usually some parking available. You can just go, unfold your chair, sit underneath the trees, and you're on the harbor. Mm. I mean,
yeah,
not a bad place. Oaks Cove.
Yeah, that was one of mine. That would have been one of mine.
Oaks Cove Beach. I mean,
awesome.
If during the day, I mean, there's always trouble getting parking when the restaurants and the bars are going full blast down Rocky Neck. But usually during the day, you
10
can
10 o'clock in the morning in the summer.
Yeah. Take your chair, walk down Oaks Cove, again, on the water and with a lot of activity in front of you.
How about Niles? I like Niles at 8 a.m. Between 8 and 9 a.m., even the busiest summer weekend days at 8 a.m. there still might only be two or three people on that whole beach, and the way the waves come in there, they just kind of lap at the seashore. It's just like whoosh, whoosh.
Interesting, all three of those spots are on the harbor, so you get to see the activities of what's going on in the harbor, which I think adds to the experience. At least it does for me.
Yeah.
As opposed to just sitting on the back shore.
What about food?
In Gloucester?
She said ultimate day. Is that it? You're going to sit there all day? Or
well, you can have a cooler.
Slow down, Toby.
you can have a cooler,
yeah.
All right, in your vehicle, if your vehicle is close, and do the same thing. I mean, prepare.
So where would you get your you make it at the house, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And bring your food. You know, so if you're on a budget, and you don't want to pay for parking, and you don't want to go out, because let's face it, a lot of people are on a budget, and there's a way that you can literally find fabulous places to be by the water with good food, assuming you know how to cook. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like the guy that always...
That's not me. All right, so so how are you finishing up the day? You're going home, you're making dinner, or are you eating out?
Well,
that's it for you. Okay, Nick?
Definitely a summer day, beach and boat, probably. We live in Rockport. It's funny how, I'm going to digress for a minute. It's funny how I think, I could be wrong, but I think that if you live in Gloucester, can you get a Rockport sticker for Rockport beaches? But if you live in Rockport, can you get Gloucester stickers? I don't know. But so living in Rockport, we do very different beaches. I haven't been to Good Harbor in like 3 years, which is kind of a shame, but we live in Rockport. So we live right near Old Garden Beach, which is, I'm guessing, like the areas that you just mentioned, really quiet. We can go on a Saturday or Sunday, we walk right down to the beach, and there's maybe 8 people there on a busy day. So, and it's right on Rockport Harbor, so you can see everyone. My kids like to watch the Harbor Master and other people working boats that they know going in and out, and they can name all the lobstermen and do their thing. So we're there. But I would like to get Gloucester stickers. I don't know if you can do that. Pay extra money and get a Gloucester sticker.
I think they
sticker.
Have so many that you can get.
Yeah, we should
do
that this year.
It's like $200 or something.
Yeah, which is a lot if you live near. We go to Cape Hedge and Long Beach and Old Garden Beach, so we've never bothered to try to. But anyway, so my best day would be on the boat. And usually we go around to Ipswich Harbor and go into the Annisquam that way, go down the river, and then come out. We go over to the Madfish and get some sushi. And then on the way back in, we go back down the river and stop at Mile Marker for a couple of drinks and then throw the anchor at sunset at Wingersheek Beach and jump and swim and listen to some music and stay there until we feel like we should get back on the boat and head home again. So
that's a good day.
But you don't have to stop and spend the money. I mean, my kids, their favorite food is sushi and mussels, so we do that. And we are with good friends always. It's their boat, and their kids eat that and enjoy it too. And so it's fun for the kids. They can run around, and we can have a couple of drinks. And
I am praying that they bring that Jordan, the sushi chef from Madfish, to the studio next summer.
That'd be great.
Can you imagine that if they had people that'll actually serve you drinks along with your sushi and like not ignore you for like an hour at a time?
Good stuff.
Yeah. Are you done?
I'm done. That's
you're
about,
done.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you mine. All right. Because I think about this all the time. But I think of it more from a tourist perspective. Okay. I have a couple top things like that everybody should do as a tourist. It's definitely going to involve the beach. I mean, I think on beaches, you know, you get up, say it's at Rocky Neck Accommodations, Sailor Stands for breakfast, beach, Niles, Good Harbor, whatever, pick a beach. If you get sandwiches get sandwiches at Virgilio's or Scafani's, pack a cooler, beach, finish up the beach. Go home, go back to your accommodations, or home, or the accommodations, or the back shore, wherever you're staying. Shower up, take a little nap, maybe a 20-minute, half-hour nap. You know, after you put a little baby powder on your nuts and stuff like that, you get nice and dry because you're all sweaty from the beach and stuff. You get all nice and dry with the baby powder. You lay on top of the covers in the middle of the summer with the air conditioning going.
I know what to give you for Christmas next year.
Baby powder? Love baby powder. It's all about dry. You know how I am crazy about like being like dry in the summertime. I want my dry fit gear, and I want to be comfortable. I'm a fan of baby powder. Yeah. So all of that.
Scented or unscented?
Like the baby one.
Scented.
Scented usually. Baby fresh. Baby fresh scented baby powder.
And then.
Then after that, going out for...
After you freshen yourself.
After you take a nap, freshen yourself and take a nap on top of the covers, like slather, you know, cover it up with like in baby powder.
Yeah.
Nice and dry. So after that, I get up and I like to work. I would like to have like a workout in there someplace, but forget about the workout if you're on vacation. And then go to... on the Thomas Lennon for a cruise around the harbor. I think the Lennon is, and the people that are on the Thomas Lennon,
the owners and the crew are as good as it gets.
As good as it gets. And before that, maybe a stop to one of our coffee shops, either Cape Ann Coffee or Lone Gull or Pleasant Street Tea and Coffee Company, get a nice cup of coffee, and cruise up and down Main Street, and then work your way down to the Thomas Lennon. So then after the Thomas Lennon, back up downtown, dinner. Throw a dart, passports, the Franklin. I mean, the Seaport Grill. You know the thing about Seaport Grill? I don't think that they get the props. I think that people just assume because they're such a big place that they're just pumping out average food. They're pumping
really
out.
Good.
They're pumping
Your
out.
Their muscles are excellent.
They're pumping out really good food.
I know people who go there who have a lot of options because they're from the neighborhood. They love their fish tacos.
Those are really good. Okay. Spicy sauce. What do they call that? Baja something sauce.
That
really yummy.
Yeah, the Alicia DeWolf loves that. She's owns the owner of Mamie's Kitchen. Talks about that.
Oh, I mean, I have friends of mine. When I think they passports. Have people from out of town, that's where they go because they also want to be in view of the water. You know, yeah. I mean that adds to
the fact that you can sit on the deck even in the winter with the heaters.
Yeah.
And still feel like you're not enclosed.
So, throw a dart. There's a lot of good options.
You could throw a dart because we have so many great restaurants. All around Rocky Neck. I mean, it's just the dining options. You couldn't get through them in a week.
Your ideal day.
Places.
I'm cooking for myself, and you're going out.
I'm going out. I'm not so much on the cooking thing. But, yeah, the beach.
Yeah, see, we like to, we like to move around and do, like, you know, eat some oysters here, have a drink, eat some shrimp there, have a drink. We're not big, like, sit down and stay at one place. We like to bop around a little bit. But my favorite part of that day is throwing the anchor and being on the beach and watching the sunset and just being with friends and watching everyone run and play, you know.
Out of curiosity, and I don't need to have details of how many presents you got or what the presents were. Your Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, gathering with family and friends was?
It was excellent. We my husband and I decided not to really exchange gifts. We did stockings, so, and for many people, I'm guessing it's the same. It's all about the kids right now. I saw my family, my side of the family on Monday. We had a few glitches with family plans, so we did a little Christmas on Monday night to get the cousins together, and then
special
Christmas
food
Eve.
or just gathering of the family?
A lot of, like, you know, finger food, a lot of pick and eat kind of things, a lot of good desserts. My dad got some things from the North End in Boston and brought them up, and my mom made some great food. My sister's a great cook too. Mm. I'm the one in the family who's not the good cook. And then we saw great friends on Christmas Eve right down the street, and then again last night got together with four couples and all the kids. Christmas Day was kind of a whirlwind.
The Schraffs get after it.
The Schraffs get after it.
Yeah. That all messes
up. If you call eight kids and eight grown-ups getting after it. But the kids had a great Christmas. Santa comes down to Rockport in the morning at 10:30, so the kids can hand him thank you notes and spend some time.
Did he come
grateful.
Off the boat, the Fremantle Doctor?
He does that earlier in the year when they light the tree downtown, and then Christmas morning.
Paul Morrison does his annual GIF, you know, the one picture, but he has it go from unlit to lit, like alternating in the photo.
It's nice.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah. And for you, Joe?
Oh, I had a great time. I had my girls, and we just had a blast. It was kind of low key. We ate at Felicia's, but it wasn't like a ton of people, which was just great. And we didn't do a ton of presents this year. We did more experiences. Like, you know, I got them. We're going on that. Nicole gave me the suggestion that the monster sledding at Fenway, and I'd bring the girls monster sledding at Fenway.
Did you get tickets for that? You're doing it, definitely.
They came
you
in
pick
the mail
time?
Yesterday.
Nice.
Very excited.
Nice.
Yeah. Very excited. The girls are really excited too. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to the polar plunge. That's the next thing, I guess. It'll be crazy. Cold.
Wonderful.
Weather. Yeah. So that's our podcast for this week. Thank you guys for coming. Thanks, Bex, for providing the Virgin Bloody Marys. And
very easy for you to say.
What's that?
You almost stumbled there.
The Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sleepy. I didn't get much sleep last night. So. All right. Well, thanks again. This is it for the year. Everybody, wishing everyone a prosperous and love-filled 2014. I hope everybody has a great, great year and pushes the boundaries of things that they might not normally do. And everybody read Greg Bover's Quote of the Week. Make mistakes?
Yeah.
Is that great? Yeah. There you go. Did you read it?
I didn't.
Go back and read it.
I will, definitely. I always read the Quote of the Week.
Make mistakes.
I don't know how I
missed glorious mistakes.
Right.
There you go.
Be safe.
All right, folks. For 2013, this is Joey Shimataro, Toby Pett, Nicole Schraft. You guys have a great year.
And you.
Thanks, you too.